Okay, here we go. First time in a year without this mask in here. Let's see if I can manage to take it off without. There you go. Wow, hey. Here we are. Little by little, we're trying to adapt. And as you can imagine, all these guidelines are more confusing than helpful. Yes. But we're trying to keep everyone as safe as we can. Thankfully, yesterday, on Friday, I'm considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after my second dose. So, but nevertheless, we keep this here just for extra precautions for all of us. It's good to be back. I've been away from Orcas for 2 weeks, and I really missed being here with you. Hugh served last Sunday, and the Sunday before we had a beautiful service to attend at the diocese with our indigenous sisters and brothers. And this 2 weeks I was away, I was in a retreat, and then I had my second cataract surgery. I was a bit disconnected from news on purpose. I didn't read much. But I have to confess that just reading the past couple of days, the news, it's really sinking in. The war in Gaza, the horrible thing that is happening in Palestine, in Israel, the protests in Colombia, we don't hear much, but several students have been killed in Colombia. The civil war in Ethiopia, which you have much news about that. But so many people, hundreds probably, have been killed there. Immigrants risking death, sending their children across the border into the U.S. hoping for a better life for them. Our continued social and political turmoil in our country. Falsehoods and conspiracy theories that undermine our trust and a sense of truth. Climate change that continues advancing and affecting more and more people. Here on Orcas, concerned about 3 possible new COVID cases on our island. Uncertainty about how to proceed with these new guidelines. Housing and food instability for our neighbors. And not counting each of our own personal struggles and troubles with our health, with our family. All of that is a lot. I don't know why it really hit me after a year of listening to so many things that wonder. Today, I had this like deep sinking feeling like, this is a lot, God. And at least for me, it brings me close to a sense of exhaustion. A couple of weeks ago, he was preaching about this sense of lethargy. What was the word he used?
Languishing.
Languishing. I would say like exhaustion. The world's ceaseless violence and corruption. And this is coupled with a sense, at least for me, of despair of our inability to make a difference. You wonder, are we doing enough? Can we do more? And the more we do, sometimes it feels it's such a little thing. I was reading today's gospel with that in my heart, this sense of like exhaustion. And also a sense of, are we making a difference? Does it even matter to do anything in our world? And as I read today's gospel, I think that was what John's community was feeling. Today we hear Jesus' prayer, according to John, at the end of his life. So Jesus is in his Last Supper. He's giving instruction to his disciples. He probably knows he's going to be killed. And he's kind of giving them instructions. And then suddenly, he shifts from talking with him, with his disciples. He shifts and talks to God. And this whole chapter 17 of John is his prayer. It's his way of saying, God, this is a lot. I'm overwhelmed. I'm leaving these disciples who are hard-headed and they don't get it. And I'm fearful this is going to be a disaster after I'm gone. I'm trying to give them the explanation, but they don't get it. God, please. And he just erupts in this heartfelt prayer that John records. Now, one of the things that was interesting that John picked up in this prayer by Jesus is Jesus had a sense of a little bit like what I feel, and maybe you're feeling. This desire to let it all go, to escape from this world. Sadly, that has been one of the temptations of religions, to escape from this world, to go somewhere else, and that place we call it heaven, up there somewhere. And the community of John is in a community that is experiencing a lot of troubles. Peter has been killed. James has been killed. Paul has been killed. This is written very, very late, probably 100 years after Jesus' death. So the community is really, really struggling. The church at that time is not our church. It was a little ragtag group of very poor people, no power at all. Very oppressed, very marginalized little group of people, and they're trying to make sense of this all. And the death and the persecution they're experiencing is heavy, weighing on their hearts. And some of them are saying, why can't we just go? Can't we just go to heaven? Leave this all behind. But nevertheless, listen to what Jesus tells them. Jesus, in his prayer to God, says, God, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. So Jesus gets it. He says, I know you want to escape. I know this is too much, and sometimes there's just this wish, I just want to go. I just want to go to heaven. I don't want to be involved in all this troubles of this world. And Jesus prays for them, God, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. This is a strong phrase for Jesus to tell his disciples. I send them into the world, which is the exact opposite of getting out of the world. Instead of retreat from this world, Christ offers an alternative model that can empower the community to live in the world without being of the world, without succumbing to its values and its pressures. And that is the paradox that Jesus invites us, I believe, to be in the world, not to go up to heaven, not to wish death, not to go away from this all, to remain in it and to be ferment of it in. And that is not easy. No, it is not easy, but that is the prayer that Jesus. I know it's hard. I know it's frustrating, but stay in the world. Indeed, instead of retreating from the world, Christ offers this alternative. We are to live amidst all the knotted complexities of this world without ourselves getting entangled by it. The holiness that we might have hoped to achieve by escaping from the world is to be found not through disengagement, but through the action of God and immersion in God's word. Jesus prays to his Father, sanctify them, God, in the truth. Your word is the truth. Another word for saying sanctify is set them apart in your truth. Now I would like to share a little bit of where I am. You've noticed I've been a lot into retreats. At least three times I've gone away, and I've left Hugh to cover for me here. And it's been a sense that there's a lot going on in our lives, in our parish life, in our community life. The food bank, OICF, and it's a lot of things that are happening in our world. And I imagine just like you, I feel a bit overwhelmed. And through this time of pandemic, I've been reflecting that I need to anchor myself even more in my own spiritual path. And last year, I started deciding to take some time off. That in order for me to be more effective as your pastor, as your priest, I need to be more anchored in my own spiritual life. And one of the things, I participated in a retreat. Antoinette was there. It was a Zoom retreat with an Episcopal priest called Father Brendan. And he has established a group called the Community of the Mystic Rose. And it's a religious order within the Episcopal Church in the Diocese of California. And they gather people to dedicate, to create a structure of support for a more contemplative, mystical life, if you wish. A life in which the value of prayer, of solitude, of silence is upheld and nurtures our life in order to be more present in the world. So I've become part of this little group. This retreat, I was last week there. We went to Colorado, Colorado Springs, to the UCC Camp Retreat Center there at La Forêt. And I became a postulant in this religious order. The process is long, it'll take several years, and the goal is to be part of this group for my own personal vocation, my calling of God, to do something with my life that is more anchored in spirituality, in the value of contemplative life. I'm not leaving you all. On the contrary, what I'm saying this is, I need that resource for my own personal life in order to be able to be a better priest for you all, to have a more balanced life. And I was talking with Hugh, should I share that or not? And I said, yeah, let's. Hugh encouraged me to share a little bit about it. And the idea, what I want to encourage you all is, each one of you have different paths. I've spoken to a couple of you in your own ways of trying to find that balance in our lives. And I want to encourage each of you, talk with me, talk with Hugh, talk with each other, of finding ways in our world that we might feel a little bit like the community of John. This is too much. What is surrounding us, the news, the society, lays heavy. And there is a temptation to escape. I personally recognize, as I was telling you, I wish I would just go to a monastery and leave it all back. But that is an easy temptation. That's easy, to go away and just hide ourselves and pray all day and meditate all day. That's an easy way out. Jesus today is saying, I know, Bertel, you want to escape, or each one of us, right? We want to leave this all and just be in meditation all day. But Jesus is saying, Father, I know that's what they want, but that's not what they need. Stay in the world. Don't be like the world. Be different. Be a seed, a leaven in the world. Be different. But not apart from it, but being in the world apart from the world. So today, as we hear this lesson, as we hear this gospel story, my invitation for all of you is, how can you find ways to sustain your spiritual life? To handle all the things that surround us, that give us so much anxiety or worry or fear or simply exhaustion. Ways in which we can find the nourishment, the strength to be able to go on with happiness, with joy, profound joy. Not the joy that the world gives, not the peace that the world gives, the peace and the joy that comes from God, from the divine that is within us and around us. So I want to encourage you all, do not lose hope. I know things are difficult and wearing these masks and all these complicated things in our world gets to us. The suffering we see in our world lays heavy on all of us. But today Jesus says, I know. But the solution is not to escape from it all. Stay here. But root yourself more and more in me. In your life of prayer, in your life of contemplation, in your life of awareness of God's presence that is the ground of all. Let us pray. Sanctifying God, your gift to us is one who overcame the system which enslaves us and feeds upon the victims. Send us into your world, not away from it, so that we, rooted in your love and in your presence, we may continue to speak the truth of peace and compassion, to stand together with those who suffer and lose hope, and to show another way to this world. Through Jesus Christ, the life of all things. Amen.
Amen.